Good morning. It is Tuesday, February 9th, and I am here with you all again to share another podcast episode. So, a couple things I wanted to talk about. The first thing I want to talk about is a day in the life. So I wanted to share just kind of what my day was like yesterday. To give you all a sense of what I am doing with my time. Keeping in mind that I've been on kind of like a high point lately. I think because of like some different things happening with switching my medications, but been having a little bit more energy than I usually do, and that has been coming down now. So last night and this morning, feeling kind of tired, and probably won't be able to do as much stuff as I've been doing. So yesterday, I had, sorry, I'm just looking at my little schedule thing. I went outside, which I don't always do, and took a little walk in the snow. It was beautiful. I took some photos. I kind of wonder if maybe this should be like a YouTube video so that people can see me, or maybe like a combination of podcast and YouTube video. I could like include some photos. That is something to think about. Okay. Anyways, so I went for a really lovely walk, and it was really refreshing and invigorating. Again, I could probably walk for like 10 minutes, and there might still be kind of like a payback from that. But yeah, I stood outside for a while and took photos and stuff. It was like super bright out. So I did that. Hung out with my parents a bunch. We had a little chocolate cake break in the middle of the day, which was really nice. I talked to my brother for like an hour on the phone about his classes that he's taking. I'm now like, what did I say and not say? But yeah, he's in his second semester of first freshman year, and he's on campus for the first time since first semester he was doing classes remotely. So it was really lovely to talk to him, and just like makes me feel really nice that he calls me for advice and to discuss things and stuff. Ben, if you're listening, ignore that. I'm totally not like your number one biggest fan ever in the world. Did that. Had some stock talk with my dad. We've been doing some active invest, not we. That was the royal we. I have been doing some active investing lately. So I've been chatting about that with my dad. And then I've just been doing spending like so much time reading like all the posts in this reclamation Facebook group. Just people like sharing what they've been going through. Okay, sorry, I'm just trying to remember if I shared this already. But yeah, so people just share a ton about what they've been going through, and I just like start reading all their posts, and it's just kind of overwhelming because there's 200 girls in the group, or women, sorry. Yeah, it's just like a lot to keep up with, but it's also like really pulls you in because those personal stories are just really, I don't know, I really like hearing about what's happening in people's lives and what they're struggling with and what their successes are. I think in another life, if I wasn't an attorney, I would maybe have been a therapist. And that's something I only really recognized about myself much later in the game, because I always was focusing on the intellectual aspects of my kind of personality, and that was really what was encouraged, was like academics and achievement in that realm and not as much the interpersonal stuff. So it wasn't until really maybe I was like in the second half of my 20s that I recognized how, again, I mean, it just keeps going back to the same theme of how much this interpersonal connection was meaningful to me and how much joy I got from that. But anyway, so I've been reading a ton of that, and then there's like a smaller group of eight women that we kind of like all are going through this reclamation process together, and we have our own WhatsApp chat and are going to do some Zooms and are talking through things. So that also is like I'm constantly checking and responding to things. So yeah, that's been taking up some time, and I'm kind of wondering if I need to draw some boundaries for myself. Not because I don't know, because on the one hand, I have nothing else to do, so it's kind of fine. But I also just wonder if I'm just like running too fast into it, like too headlong into it, and I'm gonna kind of like burn myself out on it a little bit. So yeah. But yeah, so I've been doing that, and then I had a doctor's appointment to talk about the fact that I've gained so much weight on this medication that I'm on, and potential things we can do to stop the weight gain and maybe lose some of the weight that I've gained from a medication perspective. So that was that. And then I had a Zoom with a couple of my dear friends who are also, unfortunately, chronic illness sufferers. And they are friends from, they are friends I had before any of us got sick, just from earlier in my life. So on the one hand, I'm so sorry that they are also dealing with these issues. And on the other hand, having these people who I already know and care about, to kind of go through this with is incredible, just to have, we have one another to kind of support, and share with, and yeah, just like share our experiences. Yeah, so that's that. So, I mean, all in all, like, if it wasn't for the fatigue and the fact that I can't like fully live a normal life, like, it's like a pretty good day. And most of my days recently, I've just, like I said, I've been kind of on an uptick. So, I've been having a lot of days where I'm feeling pretty good about what I'm doing, and just like, yeah, reconnecting with people. I'm calling it social palooza. 'Cause like usually I just don't have that many Zooms. But recently I'm having like several a week with different friends, and yeah, it's been really nice. Sorry, I'm just thinking what I was gonna say. Yeah, today I signed up for, I'm not religious at all. I'm Jewish, but I'm not really religious or spiritual. But I did sign up for this like 20s and 30s group at my temple. Not the temple I go to, just my local temple. I don't go to temple, but I did go to Hebrew school, and this is the temple where I had my bat mitzvah. So anyways, it's in Newton. So yeah, I have an event for that tonight, and then I'm hopefully catching up with another friend on the phone today. And then I also have I've been also another project is just like trying to refresh my wardrobe a little bit because I have like no clothes, and I very rarely buy clothes. So I bought like a ton of stuff, and I've been trying it on and returning things like one by, like piece by piece. So I'm still in the process of like trying things on and returning things. So that's, sorry, that's like not exciting at all. and just like other errands I have to do with like, I don't know, the usual errands that we all have. I want to start my taxes. They just always like hang over me until I do them. I'm also reading a really good book. I think I mentioned that I have trouble reading books, so usually I don't read them because It's partially, I think, just our collective attention spans have gotten so short because of like social media and like getting everything in these like bite-sized bits. But I think for me, it's also just like cognitive issues. Like somehow like reading something short is easier than reading something long. And I think that's true for a lot of people with ME/CFS. But I'm reading this book called Maybe You Should Talk to Someone by Lori Gottlieb. And it's like so good. It's all about this therapist who herself goes to therapy after this really bad breakup that she has. And it's about her clients and her own experiences in therapy and just like the process of therapy generally, but also like really wise about just the human condition and the complexity of human nature and just the ways that the different paths people's lives follow and the different issues people have. It's really good. She apparently has a podcast. She's a writer. So in addition to being a therapist, she's written a ton. So she's a really good writer. It just like goes down like super easy and is really enjoyable. So yeah, I've been reading that. Okay. So that's just like a summary of what is happening in my life. The other thing is that I was studying Spanish really intently for 2 months, which I mentioned briefly. And I was doing it every day and I was really enjoying it and like making progress. And one of my goals for 2021 was do at least a little bit of Spanish every day. And I kind of pushed through that for all of January. And I had been basically doing that in December as well. But unfortunately a couple things happened. First of all, I just got tired of it. So that's just on me. But also I couldn't like cognitively handle it anymore because I was just getting burnt out. Even if I just did like 30 minutes a day, like it was just too mentally exhausting for me. So I've taken a break and I'm not sure if I'll go back to it or not, but that's another kind of thing in my life, that was going on and now isn't going on. And it was the thing I was like most focused on. So without it, I'm kind of like a little bit unsure what exactly I'm doing. and I think that's why I've like spent so much time in this reclamation group is because I'm just not sure like what my focus is right now. And then that ends up kind of being the focus. Okay. That's like a summary of my existence right now, through a day in the life. The other thing I wanted to do that I thought would be kind of fun, and I might have to stop in the middle and start up later because I'm not sure I'm going to have the energy to do the full, to kind of go through this entire thing and finish it up. But what I wanted to do was talk about this Enneagram. Okay, I'm going to look up how to pronounce it. Pronunciation. Again, could have done it before I recorded the podcast, but I did not.
Enneagram.
Okay, Enneagram, which as a lot of you might know, it's like a personality test or personality classification system. You know, somewhat like Myers-Briggs. Totally different than Myers-Briggs, but it is also a classification system the way Myers-Briggs is. I don't know if it's like any, it's something you can like really, scientifically, I don't know if it's like an accurate way to classify people's personalities or not. But a lot of people had been mentioning it. And I was just interested to find out what my type was. So I took a test. And here, hold on, I'm going to read, okay, so I'm just going to read about some of the type descriptions and what I thought I was and what the test said I was, and then I want to go through some of the questions with you guys and see what, I mean, I can't obviously talk to you, but I just want to like put out there like what I think about some of the questions and see maybe, I don't know if there's a way for people to provide feedback on this podcast. I'm trying to think if there is. I don't know if you can like comment on Spotify. Hold on, sorry. I'm going to check this. Let me look up my podcast. Browse. Dina's daily. Okay. Okay, yeah, I don't really see a place where people can put comments. I wonder, it would be cool. Again, maybe I need to do like a companion YouTube video for these podcasts, because it would be cool to it would be cool to have people comment about their thoughts, but I wanted to just like share some of the questions and my reactions and like, wow, are there really people who think this way? Because like I'm so the opposite way, or you know, whatever. But first I'm gonna just read a little bit about the different type description. So I thought I was definitely gonna be either a one or a three. So ones are rational, principled, self-controlled, and perfectionistic. So a little bit rigid, very much like, yeah, perfectionistic. I don't know, that just seems like that describes me well. Ones are conscientious and ethical with a strong sense of right and wrong. They're afraid of making a mistake. They're well organized, orderly, and fastidious. They try to maintain high standards, but can slip into being critical and perfectionistic. Basic fear of being corrupt, evil, or defective. Basic desire to be good, to have integrity, to be balanced. They want to be right, to strive higher and improve everything, to be consistent with their ideals, to justify themselves, to be beyond criticism so as not to be condemned by anyone. Let's see what else they have. Okay, I'm definitely not like a crusader, which is what some ones are, but yeah, so there are aspects that are not right, but they're usually seen by others as highly self-controlled, even rigid, although this is not how ones experience themselves. Seems they are sitting on a cauldron of passions and desires, and they'd better keep a lid on it, lest they and everyone else around them regret it. Okay, I don't know about that. Ones believe that being strict with themselves and eventually becoming perfect will justify them in their own eyes and in the eyes of others. This orientation makes it difficult for them to trust their inner guidance, indeed, to trust life. So ones come to rely heavily on their superego, a learned voice from their childhood, to guide them towards the greater good, which they so passionately seek. When ones have gotten completely entranced in their personality, there is little distinction between them and this severe, unforgiving voice. Separating from it and seeing its genuine strengths and limitations is what growth for ones is all about. So yeah, this, I feel like this is this one and type three are the ones that I most identify with. So that was type one. And by the way, my friend Neha made a really good point when we were talking about this the other day, which is that we really see like parts of ourselves in all of the types. And that's why I don't really think it's like a very scientific way or necessarily even a helpful way to see yourself as like being one of the types, because there's just, I feel like I see parts of myself in all of them, and I think that's probably true for everybody as well. But it's just still a fun thing to think about and talk about. And I'm kind of torn because I have friends around whom I would kind of be like, yeah, it's kind of like I have friends who I feel like would judge me for being like even like into it at all, and I have friends who I think would judge me for being skeptical of it. So I'm just kind of like, no, and it just speaks to the way that I, and I'm sure other people, you kind of adapt yourself to who you're with. Like when I, it's not that I would lie, but it's just when I'm with other friends who are skeptical of this kind of stuff, I reveal like the skeptical side that I have. And when I'm with friends who are more into it, I reveal the parts of myself that are kind of curious and intrigued by it. So when I'm doing a podcast that anyone can listen to, I'm like, which self do I present? So I guess I just present myself in all the complexity and the fact that I'm both kind of skeptical of this kind of stuff, but also just think it's kind of fun. So anyways, type three, the achiever. success-oriented, pragmatic, adaptable, excelling, driven, and image conscious. I think I'm all of those things. Ambitious, competent, energetic. They can also be status conscious and highly driven for advancement. They can be overly concerned with their image. They typically have problems with workaholism and competitiveness. Let's see. They want to be affirmed, to distinguish themselves from others, to have attention, to be admired, and to impress others. Definitely feel like that's me. Let's see. Healthy threes know how good it feels to develop themselves and contribute their abilities to the world, and also enjoy motivating others to greater personal achievements than others thought they were capable of. Sorry, I'm just reading to see which parts I identify with. By the way, this is from EnneagramInstitute.com. Threes want to make sure their lives are a success, however that is defined by their family, their culture, and their social sphere. Others value ideas, and success to them means distinguishing oneself in academic or scientific worlds. Threes learn to perform in ways that will garner them praise and positive attention. As children, they learn to recognize the activities that were valued by their parents and put their energies into excelling in those activities. Everyone needs encouragement, attention, and affirmation of their value in order to thrive, and threes are the type which most exemplifies this universal human need. Threes want success not so much for things that success will buy or for the power and feeling of independence that it will bring. They want success because they are afraid of worthlessness without the increased attention and feeling of accomplishment which success usually brings. Fundamental dilemma of threes is that they have not been allowed to be who they really are and to manifest their own authentic qualities. I don't think that's really me. But definitely kind of the drive to success, needing other people's affirmation really deeply, their pragmatism, just having blinders on for achievement, basically. I think I'm some mix of like the rigidity of the and principledness of the one and just this like success-oriented, achievement-oriented three. But what I was actually found to be was the investigator, which is five, the intense cerebral type, perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. This is strange because I'm pretty extroverted. I'm exactly the opposite of secretive, way oversharing. I guess I'm kind of cerebral, and can be intense, but not innovative. No. Anyway, so for some reason I got this five. Let me read this description to you. Fives are alert, insightful, and curious. They are able to concentrate and focus on developing complex ideas and skills, independent, innovative, and inventive. They can also become preoccupied with their thoughts and imaginary constructs. They become detached, yet high-strung and intense. They typically have problems with eccentricity, nihilism, and isolation. So, that's just not the kinds of issues that I struggle with. I struggle with perfectionism. I struggle with anxiety, but I definitely wouldn't call myself eccentric. So I don't know. It's just interesting. But I think the reason that I got this five is they want to have everything figured out as a way of defending themselves from threats from the environment. Let's see. So yeah, again, it says they want to find out why things are the way they are. I really couldn't care less why things are the way they are. They want to understand how the world works. Okay, not really. They're always searching, asking questions, and delving into things in depth. Yeah, that's kind of true. They do not accept received opinions and doctrines. That's kind of true. Okay, but here's the part that I think might be why I got a five. Behind fives of relentless pursuit of knowledge are deep insecurities about their ability to function successfully in the world, but rather than engage directly with activities that might bolster their confidence, fives take a step back into their minds where they feel more capable. Their belief is that from the safety of their minds, they will eventually figure out how to do things and one day rejoin the world. Let's see. Knowledge, understanding, and insight are highly valued by fives because their identity is built around having ideas and being someone who has something unusual and insightful to say. Fives, the areas fives explore do not depend on social validation. Yeah, that's not me at all. Anyways, I don't know. So average fives begin conceptualizing and fine-tuning everything before acting, working things out in their minds, model building, and gathering resources. I don't know. Anyways, I just don't really feel like a five, but for some reason I am. I got five as like the most my highest level, but one and three were my next highest, and I also was very high in those, so that made more sense to me. But anyway, so now I want to go through the questions on the personality test. I'm going to use this Truity.com test, which I'm sure is not like the most best one because it's free. But let's go through some of these questions together. I strive for perfection. Yes. I work hard to be helpful to others. That is really nice of people to do. I feel like I do not do that. So I'm going to say no. It is important to me that other people like me. Yes. It is important to me to achieve great things. Yes. I make more significant contributions than the average person. No. Feel my emotions very deeply. No. I have a sense that other people will never truly understand me. Yeah, kind of. I think deeply about things. Yes. I am prepared for any disaster. No. It is important to me to avoid pain and suffering at all times. Yes. I seek out experiences that I know will make me feel happy or excited. Yes. I see the positive in every situation. No. I'm not afraid to tell someone when I think they are wrong. I usually am afraid. I let other people make the decisions. Definitely not. Okay. Sorry, this might be boring because I thought there would be some where I wanted, there were some that I looked at and I was like, really, people think this way? So I wanted to kind of discuss those, but now that I'm looking back on it, they're pretty straightforward. I'm concerned about security more than anything else. I think there's a part of me that feels that way. I like to be around people who I can help. See, this is the, like, whatever the types are that are helpful towards other people and, like, that's really important to them. I'm so not like that. And it just makes me feel like, wow, some people are really nice. I like to be around people who I can help. I like to feel like I'm important in my social groups. Yes. It is important for me to be successful. Yes. The organizations I belong to would not function well without me. Haha, that is false. I often feel overtaken by emotions. No, I have always felt different from other people. Yeah, kind of. I like to analyze things from every angle, definitely. I always have a plan for what I would do if things went wrong. No. I avoid situations that bring up negative feelings. Yeah, doesn't everyone? See, I don't know. I seek excitement. Yes. I'm good at seeing the bright side of things when others complain. Nah, not really. I do not hesitate to call people out when they are behaving badly. False. I go along with what other people want. Also false. People should follow the rules instead of doing what they feel like doing. Nah, neutral. I seek out relationships that offer me some type of protection. Maybe. I can clearly visualize what could happen in the future. No. Average people find me a bit weird. No. And this is something, okay, just to pause here. I feel like there are people who are really comfortable in this like counterculture mode, and there are other people that are really comfortable in like just really fitting in and just kind of, I don't know what the opposite of counterculture is, like the dominant mainstream culture. They're much more comfortable being mainstream. And I know I have some people in my family that are much more comfortable on the counterculture kind of side of things and the alternative side of things. And I feel so much more comfortable in the mainstream. And it's just interesting. Not, I mean, neither is better or worse. It's just kind of interesting how deeply I mean, in some ways, like intellectually, I think I'm a contrarian. And in terms of like, yeah, on that level, I don't necessarily feel like I fit in with the mainstream. And I'm always trying to like say something different. Not trying to say something different, but I always like feel like I'm questioning everything and questioning other people's opinions. So on those kinds of things, I feel like I'm not kind of in the mainstream, but on everything else, like how I want to dress and just like the kinds of people I'm drawn to, it's really everyone is kind of in the mainstream. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting, to me. I like to do things as I've always done them. Neutral. I persist until a task is done. Yeah, probably. I spend time trying to discover and correct my faults and weaknesses. Yeah. I hold myself to high standards. Yes. I'm a natural caretaker. No. Sorry for all those. My computer's making sounds. But no. Yeah, I'm not a natural caretaker at all. I want people to admire me. Yes. I want to achieve a lot in my life. Yeah. I don't know. Do I want to achieve a lot in my life? Yeah, in a way. I don't know. I think there's like the achiever side of me. And then there's also just somebody who wants to experience like joy and connection and flow. And that's the part of me I'm kind of exploring more now, but just inherently, yeah, I think I want to achieve a lot. It's just part of me, I guess. One part of me does. If I'm honest, I feel that I am a bit better than other people. No. Who thinks that? Anyways, sorry, no judgment. I feel a deep sense of grief for what I have lost. No, I am an unusual sort of person. Not really. I take time to understand things more deeply than most people do. Yeah, I think that's probably true. It is important to me to be prepared for any emergency. No. I distract myself from sad feelings that arise. No. I often make changes in my life when things get boring. Yeah. I tend to be more optimistic than most people. No. I tell people what I think, even if it is hard to hear. No. I would rather follow the group than push for what I want. Also no. I feel most comfortable in organizations with a clear hierarchy. I have no idea. I take measures to protect myself and my loved ones from harm. I think I'm fearful, but I don't think I take any measures, so I'm going to say no. I make plans for many years in the future. No. I am an unusually unique person. Neutral. I dislike trying new methods or procedures. False. I focus on my responsibilities and duties. Yep. I read books that help me be more productive or better at what I do. Neutral. I put a lot of pressure on myself to do things right. Yes. I take the initiative to help other people and make their lives easier. See, all of these caring for other people things. Like, I really want to be the kind of person who does these things and cares about these things, but I'm just really self focus. Like, I care about other people, but I don't know. It's just not what my focus is, I guess. Yeah, I have to, that's like a part of my shadow side, I guess. Take the initiative to help other people and make their lives easier. Yeah, no. I put in the effort to make a good impression on other people. Yes. I set ambitious goals for myself. Yes. I am an important member of my social groups. No, sometimes. Next. I can describe my emotions in a lot of depth and detail. Neutral. I wonder if I'm going to get a different result this time because I do notice that I'm answering some questions differently. I often feel like an outsider. Yeah, kind of. I'm going to go for a kind of true on that one. I find my mind to be a very interesting place. I do. I'm always aware of what can go wrong in a situation. Kind of. I have many ways of avoiding situations that get me down. No, I don't think so. But maybe in some deeper or some like unconscious way. I'm always up for a new adventure. Yeah. I believe that things usually work out for the best. Definitely not. I stand up for what I believe in, even if it upsets other people. No. I let other people take the lead. No. I dislike people who disrupt things by breaking the rules. No. I make alliances with people who can help me stay safe and secure. Maybe. Not consciously, but yeah, I'm often looking ahead towards what is coming next. I'm often looking ahead towards what is coming next. No. Sorry, I'm just like thinking about that one. I'm often looking ahead towards what is coming next. No, not really, I guess. I have different interests than most people. No, the traditional way of doing things is the best way. Not really. I'm a responsible and reliable person. Eh. Yeah. I have a lot of plans for how I can improve myself. Yes. I make sure that even small details are correct. Yes. I enjoy caring for others and their needs. No. I want to be a person that others can look up to. Yes. I push myself to succeed. Yes. Okay. Last page. Thanks for sticking with me, guys. This wasn't as exciting as I was hoping it would be, but I'm enjoying it. Not sure if you all are enjoying it, but anyways. I make important contributions to my community. No, I rarely have strong emotions. That's true. I feel I never truly belong in social groups. That's a little bit true. I want to learn as much as I can about how the world works. No. And this is the classic five thing that I don't feel like that. It's important for me to understand what can go wrong in a situation. No, I take steps to ensure I don't feel sad or lonely. Yeah, I mean, I try to like have friends and stuff. Trying new things keeps life interesting. Agreed, although I don't do that enough. I am an upbeat person. True. I am usually the one to take a stand when others won't. No. Other people have stronger opinions than I do. No, I have pretty strong opinions. Everyone has a role to play in society and a duty to do their best. Nah. Everyone should do whatever the F they want. I'm concerned with protecting what I have. I don't know. I have a good sense of what my future holds. No. I am an average person with ordinary likes and dislikes. Neutral. I think I have ordinary likes and dislikes. I think my, like the intellectual part of my personality is not like, I don't know, it's not kind of within the average range. I try new ways of doing things just to see if they will work. No, I have a great deal of willpower. Probably not really. I'm going to do a middle one on that one. Self-improvement is a major interest of mine. Yes, which is kind of like, I'm not sure if that's a good thing because just like got to live your life and just not necessarily be constantly trying to like be better. That can kind of, I don't know. I just think that can interfere with just like living and experiencing things. But I do think that I focus on that. Yeah, maybe in a way that I don't really want to. Okay, let's see. Get my results.
Yeah, again, it said I was a five. I don't know. Okay. Here, I want to send this to myself somehow. Again, it said I was a five. Oh my God. Okay, I'm a match. I'm a 98% match with a five. Type five is described as the investigator. Fives seek understanding and knowledge and are more comfortable with data than people. I'm like 100% more comfortable with people than data. So I don't understand how I'm a 98% match with this. Then I was a 92 match with one. Type one can be thought of as the perfectionist. Ones place a lot of emphasis on following the rules and doing things correctly. Okay, I think that's true. So that makes sense. Then I'm a 90% match on three. Type three is known as the achiever. Threes want to be successful and admired by other people and are very conscious of their public image. So those are my top three. And then my lowest one was a two. Type two can be described as the giver. Twos want to be liked and find ways that they can be helpful to others so that they can be loved and belong. Yeah. Yikes. I guess I don't do that. What is my okay, so two is my least match. My second to least was four, the individualist. Fours want to be unique and to live life authentically and are highly attuned to their emotional experience. Yeah. I want to be more attuned to my emotional experience. I'm working on that, but I'm not very attuned to it. Yeah, I guess I'm working towards some four traits. Live life authentically. That's I'm trying to develop, I think, that part of myself more. Okay, so that's the two, the four. Oh, then my next. Oh, sorry. Okay, so here's my order. Five, one, three. Then I'm an eight, is a 74% match. Type eight is known as the challenger. Eights see themselves as strong and powerful and seek to stand up for what they believe in. Okay, maybe in some circumstances. Then my next one is nine. Type nine is called the peacemaker. Nines like to keep a low profile and that others around them set the agenda. Wait, fuck. Sorry. I skipped seven. Whatever. Okay, sorry. This is getting really confusing. Type seven is the enthusiast. Sevens want to have as much fun and adventure as possible and are easily bored. So I'm a 71% match for that. And six is the skeptic. Sixes are preoccupied with security, seek safety, and like to be prepared for problems. I'm a 68 match for that. Yeah, I don't know. I just really resonate with a lot of these different categories. So I guess it's just being human. Yeah. Let's see if I can email this to myself. Or type in depth, unlock your report. Okay. Let's see. They said I've taken it before, so let's see what my previous results. Nope. Okay. All right. Anyway, so yeah. Just wanted to, that was my idea for this episode. I have now reached out to some friends to see if they would want to be on my podcast. Some people have tentatively said maybe. So yeah, I will keep working on that. Because I think having guests would be really fun. Yeah. Okay, that's it for now. Talk to y'all later. Hope everyone has a good day. Bye.